This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it's the weekend. At least it's the start of the weekend. We hope that you've got some great plans as we head into the weekend. It's been a great week being here with you, everybody. And, of course, we're looking ahead to a lot more as well. So, once again, welcome. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, find out about the podcast, also check out the live streams. And, of course, they are changing up as we head into next week. GCN, Genesis Communications, is leaving the biz after so many, many years. And so we're not going to have that live stream available, but we will have other live streams available for you on the website. So we hope that you can visit KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to make that change. So once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about, a lot to tell you about. We started off hour number one telling you about these protesters that interrupted at the University of Michigan commencement. I hate to say, I think that could just simply be the shadow of things to come, because they want to find, you know, pretty much any venue they can find where they can make their voice heard and this kind of thing and disrupt. And I'm telling you, the way to change is not through this kind of disruption. It typically is through this kind of disruption, or it's attempted through this kind of disruption, when the argument fails, and it's really sad, because part of what our society, our free society, is about is the ability to try to sway people, to win the hearts and the minds, as the old saying goes. But whereas you and I might try to reason with somebody and say the reason why these socialist policies, you know, don't work is because this, this, and this. And here's the historical examples of this, this, and this. And you kind of go down the line. Or you try to show why something is ridiculous. But these kinds of protests, the disruptions, the vandalism, the fighting police with your, you know, I'm going to mention a product name here because I think it's important. With your Rubbermaid trash can shield that you carved out of a trash can, and you've got your Rubbermaid shield, I'm going to tell you that is not made of, what is it, unobtainium or something? What? Somebody will let me know. What is Captain America's shield made of? Is it unobtainium? I'm trying to remember. But whatever it is, it's this amazing, you know, sort of alloy of stuff that allows Captain America to do what he does with his shield. it's not like that, okay? A trash can does not equal Captain America's shield. But these students, whoever they were in Portland, for example, they came out running at the police with their Rubbermaid shields. You know, come on. I mean, sometimes you wonder, you've got to be smarter than that. You know, come on, man. But what I'm getting at is that when it comes to, you know, vandalizing UCLA and painting all the buildings and graffiti everywhere and trash and only knows what else, you've lost the argument already. But you see, when you're protesting pro-Hamas, Hamas isn't interested in any arguments you might make. Hamas is not interested in doing good things for the people. Hamas is interested in having their own authoritarian system that they believe needs to spread, you know, likewise of some of their compatriots, that needs to spread through the world and be done by intimidation, violence, and anything else they can think of. And that's the tell. That's why we know that these protesters, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. In fact, the world should be uniting in going after Hamas and putting the pressure on Hamas. If you want to divest of something, don't divest from Israel. Don't demand the university divest in Israel, but follow the money of how Hamas gets money. How does Iran get money? Well, maybe we shouldn't ask that question at this point. And I'm saying that to be facetious, because the way that Iran gets money, you know, is when the Joe Biden administration unfreezes billions of dollars, or when the Obama administration sends over pallets of cash and unmarked bills in the middle of the night. You know, I'm not laughing to be hilarious. I'm laughing because it seems like this goes so far overboard that it's nonsensical. It's something that, no, this can't really happen. You know, the history of the earth can't be this bad, but it is. It really, really is. And so that's how you wind up with people that do this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. However, there were some heroes out of all this. This from Breitbart. The fraternity boys at UNC Chapel Hill who stood up to protect the American flag from a swarm of anti-Israel protesters have a new fan, the renowned country music singer-songwriter John Rich. This week, John Rich extended an offer to the young men to perform a free concert as an expression of his gratitude for their bravery in standing guard around Old Glory. His offer went viral, resulting in a flood of public support for the boys, as well as offers from other country stars, including Lee Greenwood and groups like Bikers for Trump, to participate in the concert. John Rich spoke about the patriotic Tar Heel frat boys in an interview Friday with Mike Slater, a host of Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM, Patriot 125. I was knocked out by these guys, Rich said. I hope that puts a light in your eye to know that there are young people who feel that strongly about our country. On Tuesday, anti-Israel protesters at UNC Chapel swarmed the American flag on the campus main quad and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. Soon after, Interim Chancellor Lee Roberts was seen in a video restoring the American flag with help of law enforcement. When left-wing protesters threatened to take down the Stars and Stripes a second time, a group of mostly fraternity brothers encircled the flag to block the protesters, who responded by hurling water bottles and calling them fascists. Oh, man. So, that's good. Good job, guys. Good job. God bless you for doing what's right. Stay right there, folks.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm Pittsburgh, I really mean it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not Pittsburgh, but I love Pittsburgh, but I just don't think I'm Pittsburgh. I think that is evident. And I think reasonable to not say that you're Pittsburgh. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue through this weekend edition of the show. And don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message, find out about the podcast, and much more, how to hear the program, stuff like that. So head over there if you have a second to do that. And by the way, folks, of course, we have been talking this morning about, about the Trump trial. Hope Hicks was there, and she was testifying. And again, you know, it's interesting because some people think, well, this is it. I mean, you know, she's just making the government's case. And then, of course, I think probably the other way to look at it is, well, no, she's not really doing that. And this whole thing, again, you know, it is so political. And as I said, we see the perspective. I think we can use our historical perspective to inform us as to what is happening right now, and we see it for what it is. And here we are in this election year, and you've got primarily – it's just kind of like with this story we went out to the last break with the fraternity boys that were protecting the U.S. flag, and they're pelted with water bottles and such – and they're called fascists by a group of anti-Israel demonstrators who were coming to get the flag, basically, tear it down and raise the Palestinian flag in its place. And the boys that were the students that were protecting the flag, they're the fascists. You see how it works? You see how it's being telegraphed to exactly what it is that they really want to establish. And again, going back to the noise and the bluster and the vandalism and all that stuff, it's just like any bully who doesn't have an argument, and they have to try to get you with bluster and screaming or yelling or things like that, or intimidation, stuff like that. And that is, you know, it's just all of the same ilk. All of the same ilk. I know that you've probably encountered that before in your life. And when you do, you just, okay, well, that's, you know, you want to try and bully and intimidate? Well, okay, it's not going to, you know, it's just really sad. It's really, really sad. Okay, let's listen in to President Donald Trump, former President Trump, outside the courtroom, where he's talking about this trial, and then also talking about, I believe, these protests. Let's listen in to hear what Donald Trump had to say.
To me, they've lost every, I mean, they have no case. They have no case. But we have a very conflicted judge, unfortunately, and so you never know. But other than that, there's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And they wait till I announce, and then they start their action, and then they wait till prime time, Super Tuesday. It all started Super Tuesday, the biggest day, which we want every single thing. I mean, Super Tuesday was a big day for me, but that's when it all really came into being. And who starts a case right smack in the middle of somebody's elections? It should be illegal because it's election interference. So we're going to go in right now, and I will comment just quickly on the colleges and universities. It's a shame. I'm so proud of the New York's finest. They're great. They're great people, too. I know so many of them. They're incredible. They did a job at Columbia. And likewise in Los Angeles, they did a really good job at UCLA. It was very much embedded. And just so you understand, this is the radical left. This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not your problem. Despite what law enforcement likes to say, the FBI director said that he worries about the right. Now, don't worry about the right. The right's fine. Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics. And they got to be stopped now, because it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, they take over countries, okay? And we're not letting them take over the USA. We're not letting the radical left morons take over this country. You can't let that happen. And the law enforcement and people at DOJ, instead of going after Donald Trump, they ought to look at what's happening in their own offices, because you're loaded up with radical left people that want this country to fail.
That's very powerful stuff. Very, very powerful stuff. And again, what he's talking about is right on the money. This is what the radical left wants to do, putting the pressure on you, using the, you know, these tactics of the far left, Cloward Priven and so forth. They put all this together and they squeeze, and they believe that they are going to have some kind of great impact. And part of it too is they want to use your good nature against you, right? Have you ever encountered this as well? You know, somebody wants to use your good nature against you. And that's what these radical left actors do. They know they can get away with stuff in the United States they could never get away with in some other countries, maybe some other systems. And so if they can bring down this system, well, then they feel that they're going to be successful, but the darkness will descend. So, again, I'm with President Trump on this. Of course, we're not going to let that happen, not here. All right, we got James in Clearwater giving us a call back this morning again. Good morning, James. You're on the program.
Morning, Kyle. I was thinking about what you said about your professor and having all these things loose and crazy up on the bulletin board.
Yeah.
And I kind of like to put them all in straight order here as far as this trial goes. If you have something that you made, it could be a song, it could be a book, a story, heck, even an automobile, if you, I know people have done that, you know, from the kits that are out there right now, and then you sell it, it's not yours anymore. I can't sell you a car and then say, oh, I'm going to borrow it next week and take a field trip with it. It just doesn't happen. And in order for that to take place, any transaction like that has to take place, you have a contract. You release your book to, say, a publisher, or better yet, a song. You have a song, you sell to a publisher, and the publisher decides that that song is going to be ever heard by anybody. You have no say in it whatsoever. And you can't say, oh, I have a book that you have, it is out there. I want more money for that book than we agreed to. And the publisher goes, nope, here's a contract, that's it. And basically, that's what's going on here up in New York. There was a story that was sold, S-O-L-D, sold. She relinquished her control over that story. That contract was signed. She got money. And that is a legal binding contract. And if you look at that as a legal transaction, yes, President Trump is reimbursing for a legal contract. And if she wants to say, oh, well, it's hush money, I want more money, I'm sorry, that's not what the deal was. You have no say in it anymore. And you can't have a story now because you no longer own it. And basically, that's all this nonsense is really about. And I don't understand why the whole thing doesn't just send around copyright more than anything else than it does. I mean, you can call it hush money, but the fact is it's a straight-up legal transaction that was paid with by a lawyer and was reimbursed by Mr. Trump for a legal job that he did. End of story. You know, that should be open and shut. The jury should be out in 10 minutes and come back again. And why it hasn't happened beats the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Really,
hopefully when the defense comes on, that we'll hear a lot more about this kind of thing. And, of course, I think Trump was even saying that Trump saying the judge is trying to make this much more salacious than it needs to be? Of course they're doing that because they're trying to ramp up. They want people to turn against Trump and say that, oh, he's a bad guy and this kind of thing.
Well, you want to talk about salacious, that woman came through here in Tampa to one of our nightclubs, as it were, and put on a show and left after about 20 minutes. These people pay, $50 or whatever. There's not that many of them. And she got all huffed and cut things short because she figured she didn't get enough money out of it. It's like, oh, okay, this is round two. I want more money. Oh, sorry, you already gave a certain amount. Too bad. It's like, you know, same old, you know. Bring that up in court, guys. You got anybody taping this? Check it out. Maybe the newspapers even are so funny.
Indeed. Well, James and Clearwater, thank you so much. We're heading out to break. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the smile.
Okay,
thank you.
Does that line up your backboard a little bit?
I think so. Take care, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A busy stretch of southeastern Connecticut closed for an unknown amount of time while crews take down and rebuild an overpass that was damaged beyond repair when a gas tanker caught fire underneath it. It's estimated that about 180,000 people use that stretch of I-95 every day. The jobs report looking good for April, although employers didn't hire as many people as usual. They still added 175,000 jobs, much less than the 275,000 predicted. President Biden denouncing the protests on college campuses around the country, not for their message, but for their violence. Police have now been dispatched to several colleges to break up the protests. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue to race through this weekend edition of the program. And in this particular portion of the weekend show, we like to listen back to the interview that we do with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America earlier in the week and play it for our weekend listeners. Their website is cv4a.org. So without further ado, we're going to welcome back Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be back. It's been a very good week since last we talked. I've been engaging in Iowa and talking to a lot of people out there. But it's one of the things where, you know, Kyle, I'm starting to see that people don't really realize who CVA is and why we take on the issues that we take on. And that's one of the things that I really want to talk about today.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we talk about the issues, of course, with the VA and the VA healthcare system. But that's actually only a piece of the puzzle. We talk about foreign policy with a concept of realism and restraint. And that's a well-known, well-established philosophy where we who are veterans – or those who are currently serving, we know what it is to have to deal with bad policy decisions around the world. So whenever we're sending troops in, you know, the men and women around the world who have never worn the uniform or who are currently not wearing the uniform don't really realize what it is to personally have to put their skin in the game and put their life on the line because somebody in D.C. or wherever around the nation who makes a decision is going to send troops in and use the military and create conflict. Well, we're the ones who have to deal with that. And having the most trusted voice on those issues, because we do, it gives us the ability to talk about foreign policy and why foreign policy is important to America. Then when I tell people, that's only part of the problem, because we have a policy that is based on energy and our economy. And they look at that and go, how's that important to veterans? The first one to get, because, yes, of course, obviously, we have skin in the game. But if you look at so much of the things around the world right now, it is based off the Middle East, which is only 4% of the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, Kyle, they really don't realize energy is one of the key factors to bad or broken foreign policies. How many times have people said no war for oil and things like that? That shouldn't even be part of the conversation. But we find it is. And then, so we tell them, because if we can do things like produce our own energy in America and be energy independent, there's less chance of foreign conflict and issues in foreign policy. It also means that we can help our allies as well. And since America is committed to helping our allies, we can provide more energy to them. They're less dependent upon the same people they consider enemies. It not only helps America be strong and secure and independent, it helps us, for those who are relying on us, to use our military. And then, of course, last but not least, is when we go to look at the issues of the VA, after the broken foreign policy, after having to deal with a lack of energy independence and the need for our allies to be dependent on other people's energy, you know, all these things tie into the potential for a veteran to be wounded in either conflict, in training, or just deal with the challenges of transitioning out of the military after being in the military service. So all these things tie in, and I have to tell you, I was having a fine cigar the other day in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And some of the people there, as I was sitting around talking, were just surprised that whenever they hear things like Concerned Veterans for America, they're like, well, where's your post? And, you know, could you guys help me with my VA claim and things like that? And it's like, no, do you not realize that veterans are the strongest voice to guide America to a better future, to more freedom and prosperity? And they've never even heard about those things. And it's like, okay, next time I get on the radio, I'm going to help make sure it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans are the voice for freedom and prosperity, because we're the ones who had to deal with those things when we're in the service and subsequently suffer with those things after the service.
Well, I think that is absolutely the right thing to do, because, as you say, I mean, if you've been involved in it, and a lot of times, you know, Even in military operations, people on the front lines kind of know what's happening more so than sometimes, you know, people wave in the back, basically. And so they're looking for those kinds of insights. But when you talk about how all these things are interconnected, I think that's really important, because, as you said, if you don't have energy independence, but then you get involved in foreign conflicts, it's the military you send, which, unfortunately, you're going to have casualties, and that's where the VA comes in. So, yeah, it is all one big circle, it seems.
It is, and it's really important, though, that veterans are the ones who start speaking up on this. And there's a lot of great groups that do great things for veterans, but it's the opportunity for veterans to do great things for America, because we shouldn't take off the uniform and go home and stop serving. Most of us don't want to, right? We still want to serve and have a great and strong America. So CVA is the ability to show that you're concerned for America's future, you're concerned about the foreign policy, you're concerned about the energy independence, and you're concerned about all these things when it ties into the effect it has on veterans. And so this is why we're going around and we're continuing to grow the Army and continuing to engage people. And my job specifically is I'm going into district-level offices into states that we don't have teams in and providing them the information about why veterans are concerned for America.
Well, indeed. And this is – and you mentioned about the website, cv4a.org. And if you go there, you've got all kinds of information, especially, for example, on the policy priorities that CVA has. In addition to, there's a wealth of information, too, in the Overwatch section about all the different things, especially recently. We've talked about it in previous weeks about the different issues at the VA and how these things are being brought into the light. So it's all very comprehensive.
It is. It really is. And again, that's where we're a unique organization. We really look, I love my membership and the VFWs and the American Legions and the DAV. I'm members of all those things. But what we really do is the one unique thing is give veterans a voice about these issues in ways that they can help guide the country. So if you think about it right now, at the very beginning of the Ukraine war, there was this blank check mentality. We gathered up enough voices of veterans to say, listen, we understand that you guys want to help or potentially facilitate some assistance into Ukraine. What are the goals? What are the purposes? No blank checks. And now it is common language because veterans have gathered together, called, visited offices, and spoke up about no blank checks to Ukraine, and because it's our tax dollars. That's the effect when you have a group like ours that's engaging in the community that then leads into engagement into the congressional members' offices to call them in and visit them and go up onto the Hill. That's what you can do. That is the power of the voice of veterans. That's why Concerned Veterans for America is able to bring in people and say, I'm a veteran, sir, and I'm concerned for America. It does work. People should basically focus on they can still serve this nation, and we're here to help them do it.
Well, indeed. One of the other things, too, that Concerned Veterans is involved with is taking a look, especially with what our footprint is, for example, in the Middle East. And a lot of times you and I talk, and there is a real concern about the safety of our active military in some of these places.
There is. And, you know, one of the things we do is we provide answers. So as I'm going around to the offices, I was talking to Senator Grassley's office the other day, and they're like, so you think we shouldn't be in the Middle East? And it was very clear they were misunderstanding what we and other veterans think. And that's like we don't want to be not involved in these areas. We just want to be involved in a way that doesn't needlessly put our troops in at risk. So as an example, we want troops out of Syria and Iraq because ground troops on the ground are a trigger or a tripwire to a potential regional war. But if you have them on a ship, you can easily ship in and ship out. If you fly over, you can fly over and fly out. It doesn't provide a consistent ability for the enemy to attack us. So that's where we kind of example. Go back to the Cold War era. Here's the answer to this issue. Go back to the Cold War where we did not have boots on the ground in all these countries, mm-hmm. and we did not have all these countries constantly attacking us. That's one of the reasons that we talk about, you know, we're concerned about this and we're concerned about that, and we provide the answers because veterans are answer-driven organizations or answer-driven individuals, and that's where we're unique.
Very, very cool indeed. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, thanks again so much. We're going to talk to you again next week, my friend.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. God bless. CV4A.org is the website, everybody. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Feeling about Saturday, you know, because folks, it means your weekend has begun, and we're glad that you're spending time with us here a little bit as we start up this wonderful Saturday morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and that was great to hear from Jimmy T. Smith. Always enjoy talking with him, and as I've said before, you know, I learn a lot, and one of the things that you know, they do so passionately is help to take care of our vets, help to fight for good policy on a host of issues facing America, but of course also for not only our vets, but for our active military as well. And wow, I mean, I'm telling you, the things that they do, the things that they help to try to influence and so forth, is just one of the good things. One of the good things that's happening in our country right now. So always glad to hear from Jimmy T. Smith. And again, their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. So go over there, check them out, and I hope that you'll be able to do that here real soon. Well, yesterday on the program, we told you that Mr. Wonderful, also known as Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame, has, you know, had a message really for
a lot of these protesting students, you know, young people who presumably want to go out and get a job, I guess, unless there's some kind of authoritarian regime that's, you know, replaces everything in the meantime, and they just, you know, get some kind of position of authority or something, and it all be taken care of. They don't have to worry about getting a job at that point, I guess. But all kidding aside, they probably are going to try to go out and get a job at some point. Well, Kevin O'Leary, again, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. And, you know, I like Kevin O'Leary a lot. And I like him even more nowadays because he's come out talking about these ridiculous, you know, the ridiculous you know, case against Trump for the valuing of his assets and stuff like that. And basically, you know, it just showed how the judge in that case was completely off his rocker. The whole thing was kind of trumped up, no pun intended. And New York investors, like, you know, like of his caliber, right, would simply say, we're not going to do this anymore. And again, it's that's politics aside. But when they see that everything has become political, that's number one. And number two, they see that now if they can do it to somebody like Donald Trump, as visible as Donald Trump, they could do it to anybody. You make a misstep, and what happens next? Oh, well, we're going to look and see how you valued your assets when you got a construction loan years ago, we'll say. Aha. We think you inflated those values, even though, and again, he meticulously took us down the road of how these things get done, the due diligence that financial institutions have to do just to make sure that they get the loan right. I mean, come on, they're not stupid. They're actually very smart, and they have to use their smarts in order to make sure that when someone comes to them for a loan, that they're not trying to hoodwink them, no matter who they are. So they go back and forth, and they negotiate, and they compare notes, and they make an argument to one another, and then they come in, and then they finally have the agreed-upon amount. That agreed-upon amount, my friends, is not simply given to them. They are part and parcel of getting to that agreement, getting to that magic number. So anyway, just kind of laying the groundwork there. But so Mr. Wonderful has been speaking out on these things. He came out again the other day, Kevin O'Leary did, and talked about how these young people, they're not going to be able to get a job. Or, you know, they're going to try and get a job, but this can follow them, right? It can follow them. And he said, in fact, he basically does background checks on people that he would hire for his companies and so forth. That's not a bad policy, obviously. But we also then reported that the CEO of Hims and Hers, I believe it's actually called, but the Hims founder came out also and said he thought, and I'm just paraphrasing here, he thought that the whole thing of the anti-Israel protest was good, it was being effective, and that he would, you know, be happy to entertain any of these young people, you know, to get a job and work for him at some point, you know, essentially. And, well, this came to us today as well. The founder, or I should say the company, Hims and Hers, their stock has gone down some 8%. This is from the New York Post. The stock price of Hims and Hers Health Incorporated plummeted 8% after the company's CEO said he and other executives were eager to hire anti-Israel student protesters who face disciplinary actions from their universities. The online sexual health and pharmaceutical company dropped from its opening price of $12.24 to $11.26 on Friday, just 2 days after the Palestinian-American CEO Andrew Dudum said companies would be happy to have the protesters and encourage them to apply to Hims and Hers. Isn't that something? Well, and of course, that's, you know, that's free market stuff. That's the way it can go. That's the way it can be. But I'm telling you, that's, you know, who, first of all, if you would have somebody in your company that actually has gone out and done this kind of protesting, this kind of vandalism, and is actually promoting you know, I don't care what somebody's ethnicity is or what their ethnic background is and this kind of thing. Can't we all agree that Hamas is a terror organization that is hell-bent on destroying Israel, then hell-bent on subjugating the people that they have called the Palestinians? I mean, come on. And now you want to bring people in and have them work at your company? Well, whatever, I guess. All right. Well, folks, after that little tirade, it's now time to talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome to the program, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you think? It looks like Hims and Hers stock went down 8% after the CEO said he was
eager
to hire. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm telling you, but I think Kevin O'Leary's stock, in my opinion, and a lot of other people, went super high. Maybe higher than it ever was, I think, at this point. Because he's pointing all that stuff out. He's saying, look, you're ruining yourself.
Actually, there's an organization that I've interviewed a couple of times. It's called Consumers Research, based out of actually Sarasota, Florida. And it is the one that is doing the investigations and working on all these and putting out these alerts. So that's where it actually comes from. Mm-hmm. The executive director is Will Hild, H-I-L-D. I first learned about him probably 2 or 3 years ago on Tucker Carlson's show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. He calls out a lot. I get text messages every time he posts one. I get a text message. So, I got one last night on, let's see here. It was 525, woke alert, Hims Health Incorporated wants to hire anti-Israel campus protesters and supports their anti-Semitic messages.
Mm-hmm. I just, in this day and age, Denise, it is so mind-boggling that now anti-Semitism or a hatred of one group to another, now that's you're trading on that. You're hoping people buy your product more or less because, you know, or at least you're putting it out there that this is your position, and please buy my product. I mean, this is crazy.
These people, I mean, you're talking about Hamas as a terror organization. If you're on the left, they're not, some woman got on a microphone, and she went through the whole list. But they don't consider them terror organizations. They consider them freedom fighters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, they're not George Washington. We know that. And yeah, but exactly right. Their perspective is radically different from the rest of the world. And it's really sad. I mean, these freedom fighters did what we saw in that terrible video, Screams Before Silence. That's horrible, you know.
Well, I think it was yesterday, NYPD actually, when they were going through Columbia and into that one building, what was it, Hamilton Hall?
Mm-hmm.
They showed a list of things, and it was signed by an organization called the Lion's Den, which is yet another Palestinian. A lot of people don't realize who the Lion's Den is, but it is there with Hamas.
Well, stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.